T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 10 o'clock and time for us to make some history. Kind of. It's the pairing of two men, each with their own individual take on the Atlanta sports scene.
I'll take that.
For the next 4 hours, enjoy what we hope will be a great pairing of sports talk juggernauts. Well, that's what we're hoping for, at least.
Wow, you're handsome.
Durr.
Now, it's Andy and Randy. Andy Bunker.
I'm the first place individual.
And Randy McMichael.
You are that.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then you the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Yeah.
Good morning. Kinda. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead on a Friday. My name is Andy Bunker. That right there is Randy McMichael. Thanks for being with us. Hi, Randy.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. I mean, I woke up. Beautiful wife laying next to me. Kids.
Yeah, you know. But that all was going to be true either way, right? Like,
Andy, we're going to get into everything that happened last night over there at SunTrust and the whole what happened with nephew Ronnie and Mark Melanson stinking and, you know, the injury to Chris Martin and what the hell was Nick doing and some of the you know what? I don't care if it was Ian Anderson that did it, if it was, you know, Sean Newcomb, if anybody else but that dude right there. Because I know that everybody who was waiting to listen to hear me go off this morning, I knew everybody knew that was going to happen. That ball Goldschmidt hit just passed over damn Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
I've never seen anybody hit a ball that far in that part of the park.
I mean, who did not know?
Everybody knew.
That was not going to happen.
Everybody
when
knew.
That dude came in the damn game.
I suppose the only person that didn't know was Brian Snicker.
I think his teammates knew that was going to happen.
Because they've seen him do it before.
His teammates knew that dude was going to do what he did yesterday.
And that's what he does. That's what he does. That's why he was removed from the role that he had. That's why so many moves were made at the deadline to try to make the bullpen better. And that's why he was moved into low-leverage situations. And what's frustrating to me, Randy, God, so many things are frustrating
so
about last
things.
Night, Randy. As we talked through what the Braves did do and didn't do last night against the Cardinals, they're down 1-0 in about as frustrating a way as you can possibly be down 1-0.
Hey, y'all stop calling him my boy, all right? Andy Bunker's my boy. Brian Gebhardt, who is here with us, is our boy. Is my boy. That dude's a PIA, pain in my ass.
He is.
That's what he is. He's
a pain in
and
everybody.
And I'm sick of seeing him.
Yeah.
All right? I mean, but, again, if it was anybody else, I'd be mad. But because it's him, that's why, I mean, because you've seen what this dude does when he's put in that situation. So, for everybody saying, give me his name back, you know what? I don't know him personally, so I have nothing personally against him. I'm talking about what he does on the baseball field. I don't like him.
And
all right,
and you have no reason.
I don't
That's
like nothing about.
Like,
it. They give me his record. He's 9. You know why he's 9-2? Because he blows damn saves all the time. That's why. So don't tell me this, all the. Oh well, he has good stuff. I don't care about his stuff because his stuff stinks to me.
Well, his stuff ended up in the Hank Aaron Terrace yesterday.
I'm telling you,
Goldschmidt hit the baseball.
Who did not know that was going to happen?
Yeah, and that's what's frustrating about it. Again, we're going to spend a lot of time this morning talking through what happened yesterday. We'll get into what's trending coming up in about 20 minutes because there is a lot going on. Falcons have a big game this weekend, a big slate of college football games tomorrow. Atlanta United plays over the weekend. And, of course, the Braves are back at it this afternoon in what feels like it's beyond must win. I mean, this feels like almost a do or die game today for the Braves, which again, we'll get to. And we're going to talk about Ronald Acuna. That's not the big story to me. It's not the lead story to me.
But it's a lead story to everybody that's been talking about it all morning, but they ain't talking about that dude.
We'll get to Ronald Acuna in the back half of this hour. But the story to me, I power ranked the things that made me most angry today about the Braves game yesterday. Luke Jackson was number one. I'll say his name. I'm not happy about saying his name. When you say his name, it means something bad happened, and that's what happened last night. But I'm not going to make an excuse for Luke Jackson. This is not what I'm doing. I'm not making an excuse. He's a professional baseball player who was put out there to get an out. But he was put out there in a situation that he did not need to be in.
Exactly.
He should not have been there in that situation.
Hey, you're talking about, you're praising Josh Tomines' weight, worth and go. Put him in there. put Sean Newcomb in there. Or leave who – just don't put him in there. And that's what – that's the most frustrating thing as a Braves fan is that when you saw him go in the game, you knew what was going to happen. There was nothing that told me that he was going to do his job.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And what frustrates me – look, again, Luke Jackson doing what he did yesterday is incredibly frustrating. Mark Melanson doing what he did yesterday
he was
is incredibly –
god-awful.
He was awful. He was
awful.
He was awful. Blows his first save as a member of the Atlanta Braves. Picked a nice time to do it as well. But I'll tell you what makes me the most frustrated is the way that Brian Snitker set it all up.
Yeah.
Honestly. I understand that you're going to manage slightly differently in the playoffs. I get that. We talked to John Smoltz yesterday. And I thought John Smoltz made a very interesting point. I think he was correct, and I don't think Brian Snitker listened one iota of what he said. I understand Snitker's not listening to our show, but he should know this. He's been around the block a time or two. John Smoltz said the team that wins in the playoffs is the team that keeps the most calm and the team that behaves as if it's just another game. The team that's able to keep their head on their shoulders and maintain your heart rate and keep your pulse down and act like you've been there before. And I know that people have been railing against the way that Brian Snitker manages the bullpen all season long, and I understand why you're frustrated about it. The way what he did yesterday was the worst I've seen him manage a bullpen, because like there were, to me, things that were set in stone about who the Braves are.
Yes.
Ronald Acuna bats leadoff.
Yes.
You don't change that.
Yes.
Freddie Freeman bats third. You don't change that. Mark Melanson is your closer. Shane Green comes in the eighth, and Chris Martin comes in the seventh.
Yes.
Well, so why is Shane Green out there in the sixth inning yesterday? Why did you decide to change your entire philosophy when you got into the biggest moment of the season? That it boggles my mind. Managers do this. You get too smart, too cute.
That's the one thing.
But you can't afford to do that. When one little decision or big decision is going to change the course of the series. I felt like I was watching the Falcons yesterday.
That's a great point.
It was constant small mistake after small mistake after small mistake, which led to giant big mistakes. And obviously Luke Jackson and Mark Melanson were the culprits of the biggest mistakes. But what about Dallas Keuchel allowing the Cardinals player to just take third base?
Like just without even – but the thing
without
about
even
it is,
keeping
what did we talk about yesterday? He got to give you at least six.
Yeah.
All right, and he was out there battling. That's what he does all the time. And there's rumors about why he took him out and everything. But my thing with Shane Green, yeah, they took you out of your spots. You know what? You're a damn professional pitcher, man. You know what I'm saying? Deal with that part of it. I don't understand why Snick felt like he had to do that, because it seemed like you had everything set up on how you want your relievers to go all year long. Now, the injury to Chris Martin, that's unfortunate. I mean, you hurt your oblique during you just warming up. And for that to happen, that's so damn Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's so Atlanta. And now we know that Julio Teheran, another one, is coming up. He's coming back. So Julio found his way onto the damn playoff roster.
Careful what you wish for, because a lot of people had wished that Julio Teheran made the playoff roster. Well, here he is. I also wished yesterday that Ronald Acuna would get more national attention.
And he did.
Not what I meant. Not what I was hoping for. This is not what I meant. Baseball gods, thank you for misinterpreting what I was hoping to get. And again, we'll get to Ronald Acuña coming up in about half an hour. I don't understand why, when you get into big situations like this, you would change what got you there. I mean, the Braves won 97 games this year.
A certain way.
They're a really good baseball team. They made a lot of smart decisions throughout the year to get here. And again, I'm a big Brian Snitker supporter. Yesterday was a bad game for Brian Snitker.
It was,
man. You can't have bad games in the playoffs.
And Andy, what have we said about this damn St. Louis Cardinals? They're not going to beat themselves. They almost beat themselves. They had the least amount of errors, if you want to talk about the infield,
sure,
and all that, in all the ball. They were giving you chances to win games. They're not going to beat themselves. And for it to just happen the way it did, I mean, I was in – we know that when you get past the seventh inning, we know the Braves are going to try and make a comeback. They almost did. Then my man Cakes, he just – Get the bat off your shoulder, at least. I mean, if you strike out, hey, it is what it is. But, damn, just to go down looking like that.
That's on my list. That's on my power rankings of frustration. That's sixth. I've got Cakes striking out looking to end the game sixth on my list. Luke Jackson's first, Brian Snitker second, Mark Melanson's third. What about going 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position?
I mean, that you're not getting it done.
That's how you lose baseball games in the playoffs. And you know what's really frustrating about it, Randy, is the thing that we were most concerned about going into the game actually was good. Freddie Freeman's healthy and Ronald Acuna's healthy.
That?
They both hit home runs. Like,
how about
that? Those guys are actually good to go. So
yeah.
So that's is it even a silver lining? Like a silver speck?
No.
On the dark cloud?
No.
Yeah, not really. You can't afford to make so many little silly decisions. And again, like, I felt like I was watching the Falcons yesterday because it was just all this basic stuff. It's like, wait a minute. Well, obviously you got to keep him on second base, because if you let him get to third base without any
outs,
without keeping him, or at least attempting to keep him on there, well, then a fly ball or a sacrifice is going to score him. Oh, what do you know? That's what ends up happening. They end up getting their first run because you didn't protect the runner on second base. And there was just a lot of little stuff like that throughout the game. Ronald Acuna's running error in the first inning. He gets thrown out by 5 feet.
Thrown out.
And that could have very and again, like, there's so many things to be frustrated about yesterday. Don't forget how the game started.
Yeah.
You should have had Miles Michaelis out of that game by the second inning.
Dude.
He was on the ropes. They had a relief pitcher warming up in the first inning.
The first. And to me, it looked like they were going to try. The reason they started him was because they were going to do the bullpen thing. That's why I thought they were going to do, give him maybe two or whatever. But they didn't take advantage of what they had. And give the Cardinals credit, man. They won. They were hit those balls on the corner of third and first, past Freddie, past JD. They were just fair.
They did.
Just fair. I mean, and of course, we got to give some props. Adam Duvall, the throw out at home.
Great
play. Was unbelievable. But, I mean, it's frustrating. It's not the end of the world, because they do have a game today. And the guy who's been pitching the best for us is Mike Fulton-Evich. It's going to be hot. It's going to be testy, because the Cardinals are not, now the Cardinals are mad at Ronald, and Ronald's teammates are mad at him. So it's going to be a little testy today. And the season's resting on Fulton.
Let's just examine that for a minute.
Okay.
Because if you want to talk about scenarios that might make you uncomfortable as a fan of this baseball team.
Yeah.
And again, you nailed it. Like, the fact that all of this started, I mean – not all of it. It kind of went on all game. But the really bad stuff started with a relief pitcher hurting himself warming up.
Yes.
Like, if that doesn't go on the list of ridiculous Atlanta Braves playoff things, like, I don't know where it ranks. Probably not number one. The infield fly rule is probably always number one, which, by the way, great to have that umpire managing this series as well.
And he got away, so they had some bad calls, too. DK should have he had a couple more strikeouts than
yeah, there's a couple check swings.
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't have a problem with them not overturning the Ozzie Albies grounder in the ninth inning. Like, the way they call it was tough.
It was
hard
it
to
was
tell
close.
One way or the
it
other.
It was close.
But to have Chris Martin get injured warming up, which then meant you had to bring in Luke Jackson into a situation that, like, you specifically designed your bullpen to
not
make sure you didn't have to put Luke Jackson in those situations. And then he comes in and gives up a home run on his second pitch, which obviously everyone knew he was going to do.
Everybody knew. That's the thing.
Was going
everybody
the wrong way.
Knew.
But here, think about it like this, though. All of that happened yesterday, which is awful. And we're going to continue to dissect it and try to figure out exactly what they could fix. But so now you're at a point in a season where – you've got a guy on the mound tonight with the season on the line. Let's be perfectly clear about this. Losing game one, especially as the home team, you lose the series 75% of the time.
Correct.
If you go down 0-2 as the home team in a series, I don't know what the numbers are.
It's
I'm sure they're out there somewhere, but it's basically a wrap. So you've got that staring you in the face, going up against the Cardinals' ace pitcher.
Yes.
With
this is what they wanted. This is exactly what they wanted.
It's exactly what they wanted. With Mike Fulton-Evich on the mound, who was sent down to the minor leagues earlier this year because he can't handle tough situations. Now, he's been really good since he came back and all of that. Not only is this the most difficult situation of his entire life.
It's hot.
It's also going to be really hot. Like it. And the most annoying thing about it, Randy, tomorrow it's not going to be hot anymore.
So how about that?
Today's the last day. Today's the last day of the heat. And it's the day that Mike Fulton-Evich is pitching with the season on the line. I don't believe in the Atlanta sports curse, but crap like this, man, it's hard.
I don't like to believe in it.
Neither do I.
But I just like, you
but
know.
But good Lord.
I mean,
come on.
This is but again, we still got today. It's 4 o'clock game today, so it's the hottest part of the day
437,
probably.
But who's counting?
But
it's
yeah, they got
97
I mean,
degrees outside.
And who knows? Oh, that dude, I was about to say. No, I ain't going to give him
also, that sets up a great situation for Fulty to prove how tough he is
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got the braces on, baby. We
don't
got them on for you,
blank.
Fulty.
Please don't be a little blank.
Hey, Atlanta Falcon football fans, join Harry Douglas and our guy Paul Crane.
Woo!
And 92.9 The Game at JR Crickets in College Park off Main Street this Sunday starting at 11 a.m. Hang out with the guys for the Bud Light countdown to kickoff. Preview show as they preview Atlanta versus Houston. And we'll get into that, too, because that is also a big thing, because that might be a must-win for the Falcons, too.
Yeah, that's a great question. Which is a more of a must-win, the Braves tonight or the Falcons on Sunday? Both. How about that? We'll get into what's trending coming up next. We are going to talk about what Ronald Acuña did do last night, what Ronald Acuña didn't do last night, and the reaction to that as well in about half an hour. But what's trending after this on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Fridays are made for hanging out at Twin Peaks, and Andy and Randy are there live.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's a 1-0. Goldschmidt sends one deep to left. That is way back and long gone. Paul Goldschmidt. A booming home run to left field, and the Cardinals are within a run.
Yeah, that was Paul Goldschmidt taking Luke Jackson deep there yesterday, Randy, courtesy of TBS.
That damn ball hit somebody on 285.
Ball's in orbit right now. When Paul, can you just put yourself in Paul Goldschmidt's shoes just for a minute? When he's sitting there, he knows he's leading off the inning. He's like, all right, Chris Martin's coming in. I know what I know about Chris Martin, tall guy. Here are his arrays of pitches. I'm trying to lock in. Oh, he's hurt? Oh, interesting. I wonder who they're going to bring in. No way they're going to bring in Luke Jackson.
No way.
No way they're going to bring in 77. And you see Luke Jackson walking out of the bullpen. Paul Goldschmidt was licking his chops. The way we're talking about how DeAndre Hopkins is looking at Desmond Trufant and Isaiah Oliver this weekend.
Right.
That's how Paul Goldschmidt was feeling when he saw Luke Jackson come out of the bullpen. And he was nice to wait till the second pitch. At least he waited till the second pitch. He could have hit the first pitch 500 feet. Waited until the second pitch to park that thing. Luke Jackson is obviously a subject of our frustration and has been for the entire season. But I'll say this, in his mild defense, he should have never been in there in the eighth inning in the first place.
He should have never been in there
never in the first place. And you know what else makes me mad about it, Randy? He was warming up in the fourth inning to come in and replace Dallas Keuchel. So he's warming up in the fourth, and then he stops warming up. And then he has to warm up again and come in the eighth inning. It was a recipe for disaster, and what do you know? It was a disaster.
It was a damn disaster. And again, we all knew it was going to happen. And that's what – I think that's the most frustrating part, is that you knew that was going to happen. And, I mean, just that whole game. But and again, we're going to get to Ronald Acuña Jr. in a minute. That wasn't the determining factor of the game, though, because you're still up two runs. You're still up. And this me with that deflated the team and all that. These are professional damn athletes.
Oh, the Acuña thing?
Yes. These are professional damn athletes.
Let's do this. Let's hear what Freddie Freeman had to say about Acuña after the game.
It's frustrating, but you have that conversation once. Kind of beat the dead horse after you keep having that same conversation over and over again. You got to know that that was a mistake. So that can't happen in the playoffs. Can't happen in the regular season. So unfortunately, that happened.
So in 15 minutes, we're going to run through all of his teammates talking about that after the game. I know Brian McCann spoke about it. Ozzie Albee spoke about it. Brian Snitker spoke about it. Freddie Freeman there talking about what Ronald Acuña did. And Randy, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. You can feel however you want to feel about what Ronald Acuña did by not legging out and not running out that ball that ended up being a single. I can feel however I want about it. People out there can feel however. You can be mad at him. You can not care. But his teammates care.
Oh, yeah.
Hear him.
You better believe
you
they're
him.
Mad.
What we think doesn't matter.
I've been on
what Freddie Freeman thinks matters a lot.
I've been on teams where I'm talking about we have a guy that we love. He's one of our favorites in the locker room, one of our better players, but did dumb stuff all the time that costs us, and I'm talking about penalties. Yeah, you care. And, it makes you so mad. And I know those dudes are mad at him, but I bet you they know that wasn't the determining factor of that damn game.
Well, of course they do.
You know,
of course they do.
That's the thing about it is that they know that. And the thing with Ronald Acuña Jr. is that ain't going to go away. They keep on talking about not hustling. That wasn't hustle. That was showboating.
Yeah.
All right? That was showboating.
Yeah, he hustles.
Yeah, he hustles all the time.
He hustled that in the first inning when he made a diving catch to end the inning.
That was showboating right there.
It's not a matter of hustle. I hate the word lazy. Like, be careful throwing that out there because, you know, I know what you mean.
He just showboating.
Right. That is a mental decision to do that in that moment, and it didn't mean the game. It was not the determining factor in the game.
It was a big part of the game.
It was a big part of the game. But more than that, Randy, it's the third time he's done it.
Yes,
like it can be multiple things,
right.
And to me, it is multiple things. No, it was not the thing that made the Braves lose yesterday. But it's still infuriating.
Yeah.
Like, it's the playoffs, Ronald. And I love Ronald Acuña as much as anybody does.
We all love him. We all do.
And I like his showboating. I do. I like when he does stuff like, except for in those moments. And that's the hard part is, like, I think you can have it both ways.
No.
Like, I think you can hit it 500 feet and watch it.
Well, you saw what he did on the home run.
In the ninth inning. He did the exact same thing. And, I mean, maybe people have a problem with doing the little Euro step into third
base. I
don't
get that part.
I know the Cardinals did. I mean, I wouldn't have done it. I'm still losing in the ninth inning, and my teammates are mad at me for pimping a non-home run in the seventh inning. But maybe you can't have it both ways, because I want it both ways. I want Ronald Acuña to do what he did in the ninth inning and make the Cardinals mad at him and showboat and enjoy and be a fun, flashy baseball player and all that stuff. But I also don't want him to do it when it's not a home run. So, look. Maybe I can't have it like that. Maybe he has to pick one or the other. And that's the thing. He's had the opportunity to pick, Randy.
Yeah.
He's been talked to multiple times. He got pulled out of a game earlier in the season.
Yeah.
And Snit essentially said he would have pulled him last night if he would have had more bench depth.
No.
Yes, he did. Yes,
I'm
he did
saying,
say that.
I'm just saying, no. Come on, man. Just find him or something, bro. Because I'm curious. So you think he's going to bench him today?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
I absolutely don't think that. And I don't think that he should. But, I mean, what do you do, though? Ronald Acuña has been talked to about
this. We had this conversation off air before we got – when we all three of us got here. Again, Brian's here. Wendy's back at the studio. And that, you know what, is this just Ronnie being Ronnie? But is he good enough to have that Ronnie being Ronnie thing? Because we were talking about
Manny Ramirez.
Well, Manny was freaking awesome.
Yes, he was.
And Ronald's awesome. But Manny had the resume.
Yeah, but it wasn't like – here's the thing I think people are forgetting. It wasn't like Manny Ramirez, when he, like, turned 26 and his resume was good enough, was like, all right, now I'm going to start doing stuff like this. He always did that.
Yes.
When Manny was 20 and hitting home runs in the playoffs for the Indians, he was doing
and
stuff
Ronnie's
like
gonna,
that.
And Ronnie's going to do this. This is just who he is. This is who he is. This is a new breed of player right here. I always said this when we first got together. I was like, every sport is growing up. Why can't baseball grow up? Baseball, it's still – because you're still going to have the Yadi and guys like that are going to get upset with him. Now, luckily, their ace is pitching today, so they're not going to hit Ronnie because they know that if they throw at him, that might be an ejection right now because they know that why he's going to throw at the young man is that they're upset and that old whatever caveman rule of unwrittenness that they have that you hit somebody when they show you up. That could come to fruition today, but I doubt it because do you want Flaherty a possibility to be thrown out of the game because you're throwing at him?
No, they would never do that. But at the same time, as much as the unwritten rules of baseball are archaic and annoying, and I think that we agree that they're dumb, like, Ronald Acuña should have run hard when he hit the ball in the air. Like, here's the other thing. Ronald Acuña's got 41 home runs this year. He knows what it feels like to hit it over the fence. Like, what do you – come on. Like, he's hit balls 480 feet this year.
Yeah.
If you hit it 480 feet, like he did in the ninth inning, by the way, maybe stand there and look at it for a minute. If you hit a ball that might scrape the wall – leg it out.
There's a difference. I'm like, okay, you can always slow down. You get the home run. You can slow down.
Right.
You know, and then you can do your little trot, your Euro step, which I still don't understand why. But, I mean, damn, Atlanta.
Here's what I like about Ronald. Well, I like a lot of stuff about Ronald Acuña. Even though that happened, and you could see it on his face when he took his helmet off and he was standing on first base Eric Young was talking to him.
You saw it.
Ronald knew in that moment, like, oh, God.
Yep.
I did it again.
Yep.
Adios mio.
And then
my teammates are going to be mad at me.
And then you get picked off in the double play as soon as you get moved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but you know what? He still did it in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
He still pimped it in the ninth inning.
Yep.
Which maybe I'm an idiot. I love. I love that he still did it in the ninth inning. Like, even in that moment, Ronald Acuña was still Ronald Acuña. I don't know. We'll get back into that coming up in 10 minutes. Let's switch now to the Falcons and what they've got to do this weekend coming up as they take a trip down to Houston. I mean, must win, right?
Yeah.
Last week was maybe not must win, but
you got to win this game.
Got to win. This one is a must win for the Atlanta Falcons. We've basically had all of the conversations about this team and their frustrations and their struggles that we want to have. Maybe we can have a positive conversation on Monday. Grady Jarrett talked about how no one thought they'd be where they are right now.
Nobody thought we would be 1-3 at this point, but I think we definitely got the fight, the wherewithal to try to get right on the right track. And I think there's a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff out there for us. And I definitely put in everything I can, trying to encourage guys as much as I can to get this thing on the right track because, I mean, I think, you know, we got a lot of stuff still in front of us.
Yeah, I agree with Grady.
You got a lot of work to do.
I didn't think they were going to be 1-3.
I didn't
that's
either.
For sure, but you are. So how are you going to fix it?
It goes back to what I said on Wednesday, Andy, when they were coming out. Oh, we're not a 1-3 football team. Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are.
Because that's what you've been playing. Now, Houston has not been great at home. Me and Brian were just talking. They've scored 20 points in the last two home games. They have not been good. They still cannot protect Deshaun Watson. Don't let Sunday be that day that they do that. Don't go in there and let them. They have been scoring at home, and you go down there, and they've got 35 on you, and Deshaun has a clean pocket the whole time. Don't be that team that goes down there. There are injuries on the O-line. We don't know what's going to happen. Jamon Brown's in the concussion protocol. I think Alex Mack practiced yesterday on a limited basis. So, I mean, when is that five up? They're going to get solidified. Matt Ryan has played better. You got to find a way to run the ball. If you can't control 99, you can't win. If you can't control J.J. Watt, you can't win.
We'll talk more about what the Falcons need to do coming up on Sunday in about half an hour in the NFL No Huddle. Obviously, we'll get to our lunchtime Falcons report at 12:20 as well. We want to make sure that we get back into this Ronald Acuna thing and listen to all of his teammates coming up next also.
Hey, and you know what tomorrow is?
What is
it's
it?
It's finally here, brother.
Time
it's finally
to party.
Here. It's our fourth annual Tailgate Fest. It is tomorrow from 11 to 5 at
the
Home Depot backyard. It is free and open to the public. All of us will be out
free?
There at different times. Rob Triple will be broadcasting live, and all of us will be a guest. We're going to have a tailgate, a chili cook-off contest, and everything like that. The tailgate teams that have already registered. Oh, another one. The Hydra Drive, the Nest, the Down South Dirty Tailgate Crew.
Wow.
I mean, many, many more. Come hang out with us. Also, the Atlanta Falcons Fan Centennial Celebration to be there. You still have time to get signed up. You can sign up for your chili cook-off and tailgate team right now at the events page at 929thegame.com. Make sure y'all do that. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow.
You can feel however you want to feel about Ronald Acuna. I can feel however I want to feel about Ronald Acuna. But all of his teammates seem to feel the exact same way. And that's why it matters. We're going to hear from some of those guys next and the pressure that what happened yesterday puts on today for guys like Mike Foltynewicz. We'll be right back on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Come spend a Friday with Andy and Randy
at Twin Peaks Buckhead. Here we go. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In the right field, hit pretty well. On the run is Fowler. He's looking up. This ball is going to be off the wall. Fowler plays it well, and Acuna will be held to a single. I have my eyes on the ball. I don't know if Acuna busted it out of the box, but he ends up at first base.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't bust it out of the box.
No.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. You can come by and say hello. We're here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. The beer currently 28.7 degrees, and the bar will open in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, man. We got some guys already outside waiting to come in.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ladies are having their annual meeting like they have right before it's go time or
yeah,
whatever.
The pregame speech.
The pregame speech.
The win one for the Gipper on a Friday here.
Yeah,
all the TVs
are working.
Now, it is Friday, so we're going to do a lot of our normal Friday stuff. But just because of scheduling and because of guests and stuff like that, we've got to do a couple things at different times. We are going to play Sports Jeopardy, but it's going to be at 11:40.
That might throw me off, man.
Well,
I'm used to my routine.
Hopefully it does, and hopefully I win, and hopefully you lose, and hopefully that's how we go into the weekend. But we will play Sports Jeopardy coming up at 11:40. So if you have Sports Jeopardy questions that you would like to send us, send them to Brian Gebhardt. Brian Gebhardt is out here with us at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Wendy Adams back at the station today running the board.
What's his Twitter?
@Brian_Gebhardt. And I apologize that you're going to have to use the underscore. I understand it's a shift and a button that you're unfamiliar with pressing. It's up there close to the zero on top of your keyboard, okay? So my apologies in advance for having to use the underscore, but Brian hates you, so he put the underscore in his Twitter handle. @Brian_Gebhardt if you'd like to participate and offer a Sports Jeopardy question. As always, you can let us know what's on your mind on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. And that highlight right there, Randy, while it, to me, is well down on the list of things that resulted in the final score of the game last night, I understand why it's a big story today.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, don't yell at people for being upset about it, that Ronald Acuna did what he did last night for a variety of different reasons. Now, don't get confused and think that it's the reason the Braves lost. The Braves lost for a bunch of other reasons, but it's okay to be mad at Ronald Acuna because his teammates are mad at him.
Yeah. And the frustrating part about it, Andy, is that this will happen. This is going to continue to happen. You know what I'm saying? That's just his style. He's a flashy player. And I'm like, okay, just run it out a little bit. You can always slow down. I mean, you ain't going to make it a third before the ball. They determine whether it's a home run. Now, you can still do your Euro step and all that. But, I mean, that's just – that's just the time we're in right now with certain players. And again, I love him. He was freaking awesome yesterday. Right. Outside of that, right. But that because of the home run and the dive, you know, the catch he made and all that doesn't give him a pass for what he did. You know what I'm saying? So I'm interested to see, because I mean, Snicker's old school, but it's the damn playoffs, and he's your best player. You know what I'm saying? So what do you do? What do you say? I personally think that, you know, we're going to get to the clips about his teammates. I think Ozzie gave him an earful last night.
Well, I want to first let you hear what Snitker said about that moment after the game.
that he should have been on second, and we're kind of shorthanded to do anything about it right there. You hate to see that happen.
That sounds to me like a manager who's sort of done talking about this because he's talked with them about it a bunch of times.
Now tell me this. When they showed it back on TV, why was he sitting out in the bullpen?
Who?
Ronald. Did anybody see that? Oh, they switched pitches.
They switched pitches.
So I'm looking at him. I'm like, damn, did he bench Ronnie? Did anybody else see that but me? I was like, did he bench him? I'm like, but he was just sitting out there cooling or whatever. But
it sounds like he would have.
Yeah.
It sounds like he would have benched him in a normal situation, and I don't doubt it because he did earlier this season.
Yeah.
We saw him pull Ronald Acuna from a baseball gamer. And I that's what one thing I like about Snit is that he's consistent.
Yep.
He pulled Ender last year at the beginning of the year for not hustling. He is going to hold basically everyone to the exact same standard, which is good. That's what you have to do to run a baseball team. And I'm with you. I think Ozzie Albies probably got into Ronald Acuna last night in a way that may have never happened before.
Yeah.
Because you heard guys, not just Snitker, played to Freddie Freeman earlier. We'll play you Brian McCann in just a minute. You heard guys publicly commenting on disagreeing with what Ronald Acuna did. You very rarely see that from a clubhouse. I mean, if you keep it in-house,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Ozzie Albies was very honest about it. He said, yeah, what he did was wrong. He's got to do better than that. And if anybody can get the ear of Ronald Acuna,
it's him.
I would have to think that it's Ozzie Albies.
Yes.
So, assuming that conversation happened last night, do you think that Ronald Acuna changes?
Nope.
Because I don't either.
Nope.
I don't either. And that's what I wonder is, you said it earlier, you know, he's just kind of is who he is. And him being who he is
is great.
Results in a lot of positive stuff.
Yes, yes.
Like, you know, the home run that he hit in the ninth inning last night, the diving catch that he made in the first inning last night,
this,
41
this,
home runs that he hit during the regular season.
That home run, Andy, that he hit last night lets me further know that he ain't going to change. Did you see how he sat there? That was even worse. He sat there and waited for it to go over the fence before he took off.
Yes, he did.
And then we were having fun with it. Then he looks over in the dugout and say, see, guys, look, guys. And
see, guys, I got your back.
And then everybody probably rolled their damn eyes.
Like, Ronald, dude. Dude, we're still mad at you about the other thing that you just – now, we're happy you hit a home run.
Yeah.
We're only down by two now, and then Freddie hits a home run in the ninth as well. And, I mean, that almost made it more frustrating, didn't it? The fact that these guys are so damn good that they scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning and still lost by one run, just to remind you, we've got all this firepower. We're basically never out of a baseball game, but if it wasn't for Luke Jackson and Mark Melancon, we wouldn't have needed all that anyway. Yeah. But that is the reason that the Braves lost, because of the bullpen imploding, because of the way that the bullpen was managed, in my opinion, by Brian Snitker, and because Dallas Keuchel didn't give you a very good start in the first place.
Well, you remember our Twitter poll that we had on 99 the game, and I said this. We had what were your concerns going into it? Yours was Freddie and Ronnie and their health. Mine was always the pitching. It was always. And that's why we were talking yesterday about, you know, DK getting the ball and everything. I was confident in it, but I told you I just didn't know, and I didn't know what was going to happen, and it was just – everything that could go wrong from the starting pitch all the way to the closer did go wrong yesterday. Everything. Only thing that went right yesterday was Max Fried. He looked amazing. Other than that, O'Day was okay. He did what he was supposed to do. But other than that, everything that could go wrong with your pitching went wrong yesterday.
So are we sort of on the same page that with Ronald Acuna, we wish Ronald Acuna would bust it out of the box on situations like that?
Right.
But it almost seems like you're just going to have to take the little bit of bad. And I get it. It's frustrating. I understand it. I understand it's frustrating to me. It's frustrating to his teammates. It's frustrating to his manager. Like, hopefully they laid into him last night about it. But, like, are you just going to have to accept some of that stuff with Ronald Acuna to get all of the good that you get?
Yeah. I think you're going to have to. And the thing about it is he doesn't seem like he's a bad kid or anything. Like, he doesn't seem like
not at all.
He's just a flashy baseball player, man. That's just how he plays his game. And, again, like you just said, Bunk, a lot of good things come from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a small percentage of bad that comes from it. Now, we got a glimpse of it last night of that bad. But, I mean, I just don't see him busting it out of the box any more than he would before because of what happened in that home run. He just stood there like, see?
Well, right. And I think that was Freddie Freeman's point after the game, too. He's like, I feel like we're beating a dead horse on this because we've talked to him about it before. I mean, it's literally the third time this year that that has come up. He got benched for it earlier in the season. Snitker said that he would have left him, that he would have taken him, kind of alluded to the fact that he would have taken him out last night.
Yep.
But guess who's going to be hitting leadoff today for the Braves?
Ronald Acuña. Number 13.
And guess who I really trust and believe is going to be a big part of the Braves if they win tonight?
13.
Yeah, Ronald Acuña. So, I don't know, man. It's frustrating. I was mad about it yesterday, too, but I think you're just going to have to deal with it with all the good that he brings to the team.
But we're giving away some more playoff tickets to the games, to today's game, sponsored by Papa John's. Tune in today at Dukes and Bella. You can go down to Mercy and join them. It's over there at the Cobb Gallery for your chance to win these Braves tickets that we're giving out today. Just remember the code word 21 for the on-air giveaways. 21 is in honor of the Braves' 21st overall postseason appearance. These Braves playoff tickets given away a courtesy of Papa John's Pizza.
Thank you, Papa John's
Pizza. Thank you, Papa John's. Make sure y'all go holler at Dukes and Bell today. They'll be at Merce.
Put you in the building tonight for hopefully the Braves evening the series. Mike Foltynewicz on the mound. It's going to be hot. It's a must-win for the Atlanta Braves tonight. We'll get back into the Braves in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll kick things off with an NFL no huddle as we take a look into what the Falcons need to do on Sunday to beat the Texans, as well as look back to what was a pretty fun Thursday night football game last night as well, if you stayed up late to watch it. NFL no huddle coming up next to start the 11 o'clock hour here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.